Get my fingers to wake up here. Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, and say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers, molded box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought, and it's here's to you, old skinny Dennis. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear that old bass singing sweet and low like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe everything you're saying, just you keep on playing. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought, and you put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in that old front door lock. They'll find it likely has not. I'm sure there's something we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. So pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, and say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me. Boy, Michelle Schacht is great. Makes me want to go write some songs. Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Good picket guy. You can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Burn it up, burn it up. Now if I was to change this life I lead, well I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. 'Cause I know what this country needs is homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. So when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in a garden, it'd be much better. And I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Ooh, look out, Chet. I'm trying to think of a name for it. My arm's getting a little short. A San Francisco fog. Cool. I don't know what to say. I'm touched. Thank you. That's really sweet. All right. Let's see. This is a song about the first time I ever saw a streamlined train, which, thank you, happened in a little town in West Texas called Monahans, which is out between Pike. God dang. You ain't from around here, are you? They're up between Pecos and nowhere. I mean, flat. Desert. And, I mean, it was like a moonshot. The whole town turned out. The train didn't stop or nothing. But we all went down there anyway. Now, being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are picking black and smoking steam, screaming at the wheels. You're bigger than anything is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are picking black and smoking, louder than July 4, and everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail of the soldiers from the war. Just something that even old man Wildman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day. Something strange is going on and we're all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people, they're just sitting on the cars, And the old men left their dominoes and they come down from the bars. Ooh, and everybody's checking. Old Jack Kittrell check his watch. And us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when they finally said train time. And you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet. Mama jerked me back. Not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Woo, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Streaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She's big and red and silver. She don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come to show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Yeah. Lord, she never even stopped. But she left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars, and they're wondering what is coming to and how it got this far. Ooh, but me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She's big and red and silver. She don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline. Come to show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Woo! Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone.
Here's a little song for any of you out there in my boat pounded any nails for a living. Or at least just hit your thumb a couple times. That counts too.
Let us now praise the carpenter and the things that he made, and the way that he lived by the tools of the trade. I can still hear his hammer singing ten penny time, working by the hour till the day that he died. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a level. He was straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. Square with the world, he took good care of his tools. Lord, he worked his hands in wood from the crib to the coffin with a care and a love that you don't see too often. And he built boats out of wood, big boats, working in a shipyard, mansions on a hill, and a birdhouse in the backyard. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a level. He was straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. Square with the world, he took good care of his tools. He said anything it's worth cutting down a tree for is worth doing right. Don't the Lord love a 2x4? And if you asked him how to do something, he'd say, just like Noah built the ark, you got to hold your mouth right, son, and never miss your mark. You be tough as a crowbar, you be quick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a level. You be straight as a chalk line, you be right as a rule. square with the world. You take good care of your tools. You be tough as a crowbar, quick as a chisel, fair as a plane, Lord, and true as a level. You be straight as a chalk line. You be right as a rule. Square with the world. You take good care of your tools.
Here's a little love song. For any of y'all might be planning on falling in love this evening. I had a dime for every bad time, but the bad times always seem to keep the change. And you've been all alone, so you know what I'm saying. And when all you can recall is the pain, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. And every day it gets just a little bit better. Oh, and half the getting there is knowing where I've been before. Well, I'm sure you understand, 'cause I'm not your first man. So when you feel like running for the back door, don't. Just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. Oh, just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I hadn't lied about nothing. I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, this is a song about moving west in the late 1800s, and a song about my family, who were all fiddle players, except for me. And but anyway, I was thinking about this song after I wrote it, and the analogy that occurred to me was it's kind of like old field hippies having a kid grow up straight on, you know. I got one myself. Wants a Camaro. Playing fool, he's a backwoods rounder and a breaker of mules.
Coleman Bonner's got a wore out bow. He been playing 2 days down the New Cut Road. Coleman's little sister said, "You better act right, Coleman. Daddy's gone to Louisville, he'll be back tonight. He gonna get another wagon and a good pair of mules. Oh, and we're gonna move to Texas, we just waiting on you." Coleman's daddy, he pulled up in the yard, and he said, "Pack up your lives, kids, it's getting too hard. Kentucky's all right, but there's too many people. Woo! Just the other day, I thought I saw a church steeple." Coleman said, "Daddy, don't you worry about me. I'm gonna stay here in Kentucky till the day I die. I'm gonna drink that sour mash, I'm gonna race that mare. Oh, and I got a woman with a red fox hair. Now y'all been moving west since the day you got married. Well, I'm getting off the wagon, Daddy, I'm too old to be carried. I'm gonna stay here in Kentucky where that bluegrass grows, and I'm gonna play it all night down a new cut road." Yep. Daddy said, "Now, what's it all coming to? Young people these days are just as stubborn as mules. Well, you can't make him go, he's too old for that. It's that damned old fiddle and that bowler hat." Coleman's mama said, "Now let the boy stay, 'cause he was raised up solid and he can find his own way. But as for me, honey, I'm with you, and I always thought Kentucky was just passing through." And Coleman's little sister, she started in a crying, and his daddy shook his head for the very last time. Coleman's mama said, "Somebody gotta do it. Ooh, there wouldn't be no Kentucky unless you didn't stick to it, Coleman." Coleman Bonner stood on the porch of that cabin, and I watched them all go to Texas in a covered wagon. Then he pulled out his fiddle and he rosined up his bow, and he played a little tune called the New Cut Road.
Thank you. I'm going to play you some new songs tonight. I just finished making a new record. They're new to me, I guess. I've been doing them a couple of years. Pretty new. But hopefully that'll be out soon. Now, there's a good question. I don't know quite yet, but just keep your eyes peeled. Somebody will come along and tell you. Anyway, this is a song I wrote with my wife, Susanna, and a friend of ours named Richard Dobson had a hand in it. It's called called Old Friends. And there's one right there. Hobart. As I live and breathe. Like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean, and you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home, and you really feel abandoned but you want to be alone. Old friends that shine like diamonds, old friends can always call, old friends Lord, you can't buy 'em. You know, it's old friends after all. When the house is empty and the lights begin to fade, and there's no nothing to protect you except a window shade, and it's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most, and you can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friends that shine like diamonds, old friends you can always call, old friends, Lord, you can't buy 'em. You know it's old friends after all. Yes, it's old friends that shine like diamonds, old friends you can always call, old friend, Lord, you can't find. You know, it's old friends after all. This is a song I wrote with a friend of mine named Richard Lee. Richard Lee is a wooden boat sailor and builder and all-around good guy. And one of the other things he did, he's a guy that wrote Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, and wrote it about his dog, actually. Of course, he didn't tell Crystal Gayle that till a little later. Feeling so hopeless, it's a wonder I didn't cave in. I kept throwing love at all the wrong people, never to see it again. But oh Lord, won't you look what I found, staring me right in the face. Being lonely, and I'm through being sad, ooh, and I'm all through throwing good love after bad. When I think of all of the time I've wasted, wearing my heart on my sleeve, entrusting my love to the kindness of strangers, ooh, I was so naive. But oh Lord, won't you look what I found, staring me right in the face. Being lonely, and I'm through being sad, ooh, and I'm all through throwing good love after bad. I said, oh Lord, won't you look what I found, staring me right in the face. Through being
being lonely and I'm through being sad. I'm all through throwing good love at the bad.
This is a song that my wife wrote, my wife Susanna wrote with the guy I was just talking about, Richard Lee. And after they wrote it, they spent about 30 minutes writing on this song that came in and said, "Hey man, we finished the song," and played it for me. And I mean, my mouth dropped open. I just went, wow. One of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. So I immediately went out shopping for a red velvet jumpsuit and a riding mower and planning my early retirement. Still waiting. This is a song called "Come From the Heart." Lesson he learned, it was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing like you don't need the money, love like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. Gotta come from the heart if you want it to work, yeah. Now here is one thing that I keep forgetting. When everything is falling apart, oh, in life as in love, you know I need to remember there's such a thing as trying too hard. You got to sing like you don't need the money, love like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. You got to sing sometime like you don't need the money, love sometime like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance, dance, dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work. Y'all know who Joe Ely is, don't you? Yeah. If you don't, he's a great songwriter from Lubbock, Texas, and one of the best pool shooters I've ever seen. Lost several $20 bills to him. Anyway, the thing I like about Joe most of all is he's the only guy I know who actually ran away from home and joined a circus. Everybody talks about doing that, but Joe actually did it. And he was a stock handler for Ringling Brothers. And he got to handle the llamas, he said. But as the circus train goes around, they hire local cowboys and wranglers to help them with the stock. And this is a song Joe wrote about that, called The Indian Cowboy, true American folk song. Well, if you ever go out to the circus where the Wallanders walk on the wire, well, I'll tell you a tale to remember when the white horse's leap rings of fire. It was a cold night in Oklahoma, and the show was about to begin, and the animals, they were all restless when the star horse, she broke from her den. Now she was a mare of high spirit, just like a whore on a Saturday night. She's kicking and bucking past the men who was brushing the elephants lying on their sides. Now next to the tents sat some lanterns, and they was dangerously close to the hay. And that mare headed straight for those lanterns that some fool had put there by mistake. Ooh, then up stepped some Indian cowboy, and his lasso went whirling through the air. And in the full dead middle of danger, ooh, he roped that runaway mare. And then the elephants raised up their trumpets, and two of them broke from their chains, stampeded that Indian cowboy who'd saved Big Top from Plains. So if you ever go out to the circus where the Wallanders walk on the wire, you just remember that Indian cowboy when the white horse's leap rings of fire. This is a song that I wrote about a man who was kind of like my grandfather. Actually, he was my grandmother's boyfriend, what he was. But his name was Jack Prigg, and he drilled oil wells all over the world. First oil wells in South America and the Middle East. And he's a guy that taught me how to whittle and cuss, spit, drive a car, and sit up straight. And I play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and he'd cry and run his fingers through 70 years of living and wonder, Lord, has every well I drilled gone dry? His friends, me and his old man, was like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Well, he's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He
taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to. Ooh, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. There was old men with beer guts and dominoes, oh, and they're lying about their lives while they play. And I was just a kid, they all called his sidekick, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. And one day I looked up and he's pushing 80, and his brown tobacco stain all down his chin. Well, to me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? He's drinking beer and playing moon and 42, like a desperado waiting for a train. Like a desperado waiting for a train. And then the day before he died, I went to see him, and I was grown and he was almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed a supper kitchen and sang another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack, the son of a bitch is coming. And with desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
Thank you. For some reason, it seems like mankind has always been fascinated with pushing dirt around. Find a nice little pile of dirt over here and just can't wait to get it over here. That's part of the human condition. This is kind of a little existential treatise on pushing dirt around. Some days I think this old machine is out to get me. Some days she does what I tell her, like dancing with a widow maker 40 hours a week. You know I'm talking about a big old D10 Caterpillar. Woo! I don't know why I like to drive them like I do. You know it ain't nothing but 175,000 pounds of steel. Could be the money, babe, could be the power, could be I love the way it feels, could be I love the way it feels. But you know she's mighty unforgiving, so you've got to pay attention, you know. A D10 can be the death of you, but I get all fired up and I can feel it in my soul, you know. It's hard to tell who's driving who, and I can move Alaska all the way to Beirut. I can bulldoze a beeline from here to Peru. I can push the Rocky Mountains into the sea, you know. Heavy metal don't mean rock and roll to me. I'm like a modern day mule skinner. I'm driving 10,000 mules, so I gotta say a little prayer every day. Lord, just let me get her turned around without falling down this mountain, cause you know the boss don't like me treating his D10 that way. I don't know why I like to drive him like I do. You know it ain't nothing but 175,000 pounds of steel. Could be the money, babe, could be the power, could be I love the way it feels, could be I love the way it feels, could be I love the way it feels, could be I love the way it feels. Okay. I'll just go right ahead and do it then. One thing I learned a long time ago, if you get a request, do it. You may not get that chance. Now hold on. He was a wino, tried and true. Done about everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. Well, there was white port to put that look in his eye. Grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on the curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle than yet. And then he lost the thread and his mind got cluttered and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was an elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell. And he's old, years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you has just begun. And then he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. How he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight. And she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. I spent 17 years riding line, and he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, and too many nights of not being together. so he died. When they went through his personal effects, and among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door and an address in Dallas and nothing more. And the welfare people provided the priest, and a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left, and she's standing there, and the black veil covering the silver hair. And old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roar. Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just you let him roar. Lord, let him roar. He always said that heaven was just Dallas whore. Just you let him roar. Lord, let him roar. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul.
This next song comes from, because it's called The Campus Crusade. It's about this evangelical couple named Brother Jed and Sister Cindy. Used to go around the college campus there at the University of Texas. Now, when I first saw them, I thought they was from Texas. It's not too hard to believe. But then I started traveling. And I saw them here in Berkeley. I saw them in Colorado and Wisconsin and New York and anywhere there'd been a hippie college in the 60s. So that's how I knew that those campus crusade types have a circuit just like these folk singer types. And you say your piece and you get the hell out of town. Here we go. Sister Cindy used to be a disco queen till she come to Jesus. Now she's saved. Out on the West Mall with old Brother Jed, now she's fighting the Holy War. The campus crusade every spring to seem to invade. Oh my God, it's the lunatic fringe on parade. Here's what she say now. I too used to be a sinner. I was a hoer among whoremongers. I was promiscuous, I used to sniff cocaine. But I'll live that life no longer. Brothers and sisters, I met Brother Max Lynch, he took me home. Oh, he was a perfect gentleman. While we talked about Jesus all night long, the next day I got baptized and washed of my sins. Now you who are sinners and won't repent, you're going straight to hell. Cast in the lake of fire and on the subject wailing and gnashing of teeth. Sister Cindy would not easily tire. I don't know, she say. You must forsake your earthly desires. You must pray for the day that Satan retires. That's evangelical poetry now. Then it was Brother Jed's turn to testify. Out come the sermon on rock stars and hell. Now can you imagine John Lennon singing Imagine There's No Heaven? Hendrick's experience, he shuddered a tale. Now come the sermon on the Middle East. Yeah, and he puts on the ground some Dixie cups. He says, these represent the Arab states when Zion returns. And he proceeds to smash them up. He crushed each one of those Dixie cups with a spiteful God's vengeance. You know, he gives a twist of the foot to the Dixie cup that was Palestine. Now, this would have been fine except for the Middle Eastern students in the crowd, who would choke with rage and charge the infidels, the campus crusaders. They wrapped their sermon up mighty quick. You hoers and whoremongers, you're going straight to hell. Knock, knock. Who's there? Jesus. Armageddon. Armageddon out of here. You know I'm gonna jump head first into that lake of fire. Sister, send it, brother Jed, I'm forced to tell. Cause with the likes of your campus crusaders up in heaven, yeah, I think hell, it gonna be just swell. Thank you. I gotta tell you, I'm counting on y'all tonight, cause I didn't ask for none of this, right? This guy over in London put out a bootleg. Put out a bootleg record of me singing at a campfire, and then had the courtesy to inform me that it was selling rather well, and would I come over to England and make some concerts? So I said okay. So I've been doing this for a little while now. You can buy it on a CD now. It was made on a Sony Walkman. It's got crickets and trucks, and it's pretty funny. Well, this song isn't funny, though. I left this country right after Reagan was reelected. I wasn't never coming back, except for that folk festival where you made that bootleg. I'll tell you what, too, there's a lot of people that I met over there since Vietnam. It's real easy to forget about those folks, but say you can take your amnesty and put it you know where. Because I was living in Amsterdam when I wrote this song. It's called 5 a.m. in Amsterdam. But it's about how I used to travel around in this country on my own, and I kept being picked up by the police and put in psychiatric hospitals. And they branded me one kind of psychotic or another. For the crime of being homeless, I say. So when I went to New York City, I was kind of a refugee, mind you. And when I got there, I met this psychiatry woman. Her name was Isabel Pierce. And she told me, she said, Shell, you ain't crazy. You just poor. Well, like I say, her name was Isabel Pierce, but I like to call her Isabel Ringin. Isabel ringing in my head. I remember you once said, it's just a trick of lightning, Shell. It's just tripping over power lines, that's all. I'm living alone now. It's not clear if the sound I hear is just the ringing in my ears. There it is again. Hear that? Do you hear that? It's 5 a.m. in Amsterdam, and this is how I know. And I buy a digital watch. I don't even own one. It's 5 a.m. in Amsterdam, and this is how I know. And I buy the voice on my portable radio. The batteries are old. It's 5 a.m. in Amsterdam, and this is how I know. Not by my traveler's clock, see, it wound down long ago. It's 5 a.m. in Amsterdam, and this is how I know. There's a church beside a park, and it fills the dying dark with five strokes. Hear that time? Yeah, I know you did. Did you hear that? I've been waiting a long time to come to this city and sing this song. Usually I have to explain to folks about Fogtown. I say it's another name for San Francisco here, because the fog comes in every morning. Kind of looks like nerve gas settling in trenches. Now, when I wrote this song, I was over on Folsom Street. I was in a squat over there. A pretty good squat, if I do say so myself. Yeah, we had a rope from the ceiling. Used to take your skateboard and get a running start. Used to belong to what was called the Hotel Owner's Laundry Company, right? Holsey, we called it. So you just skated around the old laundry machines, kind of like a slalom course. It was a red sun rising early in this ghetto. It was a full moon rising late last night. But you would not know, no, you are fast asleep, and you only see this city in the broad daylight. In the broad daylight. Hogtown, Hogtown, I'm down and out on your streets. I would run if I only had a place to run to. Oh, Fogtown. Her name was Ruby Red. She was some hard-time hooker. She had a man named Juan. He tried to keep her clean. But late last night when the heroin took her, there was one less siren when the sirens reached the scene. Reached the scene. I would run if I only had a place to run to. Oh, Fogtown, you're gonna be the death of me. Now when a city's got the charms of a painted lady, when survival bites like some black-haired bitch, you're gonna find yourself on the closest corner. You wanna stay, you wanna go, you've got the Fogtown itch. Call it the Fogtown itch. Fogtown, Fogtown, I'm down and out on your streets. I would run if I only had a place to run to. Oh, Fogtown. It was a red sun rising early in this ghetto. It was a full moon rising late last night. But you would not know, no, you were fast asleep. You only see this city in the broad daylight. In the broad daylight. In the broad daylight. In the broad daylight. That was fun. So after East Texas, it ends up being all these stories about a country girl running amok in the big cities. It's So this is a song I wrote when I first got to New York City. I saw all this graffiti in the Lower East Side. It said, "Remember Michael Stewart?" Now I want you to know, I never knew who Michael Stewart was. But when I found out who he was and what happened to him, yeah, I wanted to write this song for him. It's called Graffiti Limbo. Lay down your burden, lay down your care. The Holy Virgin, she's gonna greet you up there with a big can of spray paint, with a big blank wall. And I can guarantee you there won't be no cops around at all. So just write whatever you want. Graffiti limbo, where do you go? Graffiti limbo, oh, and there ain't no justice. Now I only speak for myself, but the word around town is that something's shaking, yeah, in the underground. I only speak for myself, but the word on the street is that the writing's on the wall, yeah, oh, and the cops on the beat. Graffiti limbo, where do you go? Graffiti limbo, oh, and there ain't no justice. Now, like I say, I wrote this for Michael Stewart. Michael Stewart was a young black graffiti artist, was arrested while writing graffiti on a subway wall. And while under arrest, surrounded by 11 white cops, Michael Stewart was strangled to death. And when his case was heard by the grand jury, not one cop was found guilty. The coroner had lost the evidence, and those cops are on the streets again. Graffiti limbo, where do you go? Graffiti limbo, oh, and there ain't no justice. Graffiti limbo, where do you go? Graffiti limbo, when there ain't no justice. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. Y'all are mighty quiet. This is a song about a time I spent in Dallas reading telegrams, right? Coming from overseas. Well, I wrote it in New York again, but I'll tell you, I was working in a room with about 40 women. One male supervisor. I made friends with this one woman. She was bringing up her young son by herself, so sometimes after work we'd take him over to her mother's house so we could go out dancing to rock and roll. I took time out to write to my old friend, walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years now, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and rolling. Hey Shell, we was wild then. Hey Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big until you're hanging out with polar bears up in Anchorage. Hey girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how it goes. Oh, Leroy, he got us a better job, so we moved. Kevin lost a tooth, but now he started school. I've got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, shall I think I'm a housewife? Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey, girl, I think the last time I saw you. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, send a picture. Leroy says, hello. Leroy says, oh, keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and rolling. We was wild then. Keep on rolling. Oh, Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage, oh, Anchorage. Thank you very much. All right. I just got a couple more for you. I come to say what I say and then I leave. This is called Hello Hopeville. I wrote it when I was touring over in Ireland because there was this kid was hitchhiking around all my shows. He was sleeping in the train stations at night. I talked to him after the show one night. He told me he was off to join the army very next week. But not the Irish Army, not even the IRA. He was off to join the U.S. Army because he'd been born over here. I said, kid, I grew up in that, you know, that army system. My stepfather, he was in the army. I said, that's the welfare system there in America. What do you want to go join that for? He wouldn't listen, though. At the Cold War Institute, they were signing a new recruit. He went down to the station in his three-piece suit. Now she had cried for him to stay, and there was nothing more to say. She was waving her white kerchief as a train pulled away, singing bye-bye, baby boy. I hope they treat you well, well, well. It was another situation as the train left the station. It was, hello, Hopeville, I need a vacation. Now the world's been cruel. This time she really let me down. I thought I'd go back to school, yeah, try to clean up this town. And now it's, hello, Hopeville, I know you're gonna treat me well, well, well. Well, 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 get gone. Got me a runaway kid. Got no money, never did. Got the sins to come in out of the rain. Ah, he was waiting for a station, just like some people wait for a train. And I'm singing bye-bye, baby boy, I hope they treat you well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, I have enjoyed myself now. I thank you for coming out. Stick around, because you know where the best part is yet to come. That old fella, I always called him God Clark myself. Billy Barlow was a poor boy, that's why he robbed the Union Grove Bank. He was a sweet-talking ladies' man, oh, that's what he'd have ladies all to thank. Oh, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. I say the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. So when the posse came a-riding, Billy went a-hiding down south. Holed up in a shack with Maria with the black hair and the ruby red mouth. Oh, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. I say the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. So when the news reached a lover, a Billy ran for cover, don't you know? Yeah, when the bullets started ringing, a Billy started singing, time to go. Oh, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. I say the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. Where the sands of the Badlands blow. But in his dreams he's south, he's kissing that ruby red mouth. Oh, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. Yeah, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. Oh, the secret to a long life is knowing when it's time to go. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
That's always a thrill. Do I do another one? How do you guys know these songs? I ain't never played here before. So you come from Texas? You got a train song? You bet. If love was a train, I think I would ride me a slow one. One that will ride through the night, making every stop. If love was a train, I would feel no pain, and I would never get off, no sir. I'll never get off. And if love was a train, I think I would ride me a long one. How? Hear me talking, I'm talking 50 boxcars long. Oh, what's the use? My old trains these days ain't got no engine, much less no caboose. Ain't that right, yeah? Here she comes. Look out, there she goes. You know, if love was a train, I'd throw my body down on her tracks. Yes, if love was a train, I'd throw my body right down on her tracks. If love was a train, I feel no pain as she rolled right down my back, right down my back. Well, there's no Michelle talking to you. Love ain't a train, you're more like a bronking bull. And at the most, you got 15 seconds in the saddle. And even if you manage to ride, we're all shaking up inside, and it's gonna be a long time. Said it's gonna be a long time. It's gonna be a long time before you ride that bull again. Ain't that right? A train, but love ain't no train. Love ain't no train. Now bring it in the station. Thank you. Well, I feel like doing this song if it's all right with y'all. It's an old country blues song called The Ballad of Frankie and Johnny, or at least it was till I got my hands on it. And I call it Hold Me Back because my version was inspired by, you know, a fella that used to write here, Jack London, right? He's writing a book called The Sea Wolf. Well, it goes like this. The guy's standing on board this ferry what's crossing the bay, and he's making notes in his book. He's saying what a convenient arrangement it is in this life where he can be the writer. He doesn't have to worry about driving this boat, and when the pilot gets off work, well, he can go home and read the book. He likes this idea. He thinks it's very convenient. Well, just then, you know, the ferry wrecks in the fog, and he's thrown overboard, and he's picked up by a captain of this ship who's gonna make a man out of him, right, because he's just a wimpy old writer. And well, he does, in fact. By the end of the book, the writer is faced with the dilemma of shooting this captain, because the captain is determined to take the whole ship down with him, you know? And I always thought that was like the great kind of socialist paradox, you know? You got to kill the thing that's threatening your life, but the reason that would motivate you to do that is because you believe that all humans are equal, all life has value, right? Well, it don't quite fit. You're not going to know what I'm talking about. Start singing Frankie and Johnny, but that's why I wrote the song. Hang on, I'll do it with you. Frankie was a good woman. Yeah. Everybody knows She gave her loving man Johnny $100 bill. Now I'll just to buy one suit of clothes. Frankie went down to the bar room. She ordered herself a glass of beer. She asked that loving bartender man, come on, tell me, has my Johnny been here all right now? He said, Frankie, I ain't gonna tell you no stories, gal. Frankie, I will tell you no lies. Frankie, I saw your man Johnny just an hour ago. He was heading on over, going to see Miss Nellie Bly. She cried, hold me back, hold me back. Take away my gun, hold me back, hold me back. Somebody please hold me back. Don't let me do what must be done. Frankie went on over to that coke joint. She stood outside, she rang that bell. She said, all right now, Johnny, you're my loving man, and if I find you in here, oh, I'm gonna shoot you, yeah, shoot you, sure as hell. Well, well, look at ya. Sure enough, that Johnny was Miss Nellie Bly. He sees a gun in Frankie's hand. He said, oh, Frankie, baby, I won't treat you wrong no more. Ha! That's for sure. About time she was done with that gun, her loving man, oh, he was not gonna treat her wrong no more. Hold me back. Hold me back. Hold me back. Take away my gun. Hold me back. Hold me back. Somebody please hold me back. Don't let me do what must be done. Roll out your rubber-tired carriages. Roll out your rubber-tired hacks. There's 12 men going to that Gainesville graveyard. There's 11 men coming back. Hold me back. Oh, 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 hold me back. Hold me back. Take away my gun. Oh, hold me back. Hold me back. Somebody please hold me back. Don't let me do what must be done. Don't let me do what must be done.